This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital in Gujarat this morning and met those injured in the Air India plane crash, which claimed the lives of 241 people. The Prime Minister also chaired a review meeting at the Ahmedabad airport with top authorities to assess the ongoing relief and recovery efforts. Later, in a social media post, the Prime Minister said the country is devastated by the air tragedy in Ahmedabad. He said the loss of so many lives in such a sudden and heartbreaking manner is beyond words. The Prime Minister also met the lone survivor of the crash, Vishwas Kumar Ramesh, who is a British national of Indian origin and is currently undergoing treatment at a local hospital. Later, Mr. Ramesh shared the devastating experience with Prasar Bharati correspondent.
वो मेरे नजरों के सब सामने हुआ था मेरे खुद को भी बिलीव नहीं होता कि मैं कैसे उसमें से जिंदा बाहर निकला क्योंकि थोड़ा टाइम के लिए के तो मेरे को लगा था कि मैं भी मरने वाला हूं लेकिन जब मेरी आंख खुली मैं देखा ना तो मैं जिंदा हूं तो मैंने ट्राई किया मेरी सीट बेल्ट निकाला और जहां से निकल सकता वहां से मैं निकल गया वहां से मेरे नजरों के सामने एयर होस्टल और दूसरे आंटी अंकल सभी उसमें मिस हो गए थे सभी जब टेक ऑफ हुआ ना तो सडनली 5-10 सेकंड कैसे लगा जैसे स्टक हो गया वो बाद में प्लेन में लाइट ऑन हो गई ग्रीन और व्हाइट बाद में वो प्लेन टेक ऑफ ज्यादा करने के लिए वो रेस दिया होगा ऐसा कुछ और सीधा स्पीड में ही घुस गया मैं जहां लैंड हुआ था ना वो नीचे की साइड थी वहां थोड़ा पेस भी था प्लेन के जब बाहर तो जैसे मेरा डोर टूटा ना मैंने देखा ना जब सामने कि थोड़ा इधर पेस है मैं ट्राई कर सकता हूँ निकलने के लिए तो फिर मैं निकल गया उधर वो बिल्डिंग का वो था ना दीवार तो उधर से कोई शायद नहीं निकल सका होगा क्योंकि उधर ही क्रैश हुआ था मैं जो जहाँ था वहीं थोड़ा पेस था फिर भी मेरे पता नहीं मैं कैसे बसा हूँ जब आग लगी ना मेरा लेफ्ट हैंड भी जल गया थोड़ा फिर एम्बुलेंस मेरे को उठा लेके इधर आया हॉस्पिटल में.
The Prime Minister also visited the plane crash site and said the scene of devastation is saddening. Mr. Modi said his thoughts remain with those who lost their loved ones in this unimaginable tragedy. The investigation into the fatal plane crash in Ahmedabad continues with forensic experts visiting the crash site today to carry out a detailed examination. According to police sources, the black box has been recovered from the site. Earlier, the Gujarat Anti-Terrorism Squad had recovered a digital voice recorder from the location. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has directed Air India to carry out additional safety inspections on Boeing 787-8 and 9 aircraft equipped with GEnx engines as a preventive measure following the aircraft crash in Ahmedabad. The DGCA said the inspection should be carried out with immediate effect in coordination with its concerned regional offices. In a statement, the DGCA said inspection of fuel parameter monitoring, electronic engine control system test, engine fuel driven actuator operational test, and review of takeoff parameter should be checked once before the departure of flight. Israel's military launched a wave of strikes on Iran early this morning, targeting key nuclear facilities. According to Iran's Tasnim State News Agency, the assault also hit residential areas, injuring at least 50 people. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated that the military operation will continue as long as necessary. In response, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei warned Israel of severe punishment. Israel's military said Iran fired about 100 drones towards its territory, many of which intercepted. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi was briefed by Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over phone on the evolving situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he shared India's concerns and emphasized the need for early restoration of peace and stability in the region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar held talks with French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot in Marseille today. In the talks, Dr. Jaishankar welcomed France's strong condemnation of terrorism and India's right to defend itself. Both ministers held productive discussions on bilateral cooperation, including in trade, defence, clean energy, IMEC, culture and people-to-people ties. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for Rajasthan, saying the extreme wave conditions will continue for the next 2 to 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.